This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India and the Maldives held delegation-level talks at the President's office in Mali yesterday. The talks were attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moeizu, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and other senior officials from both nations. Prior to the delegation-level talks, PM Modi and President Moeizu held a bilateral meeting to discuss various issues of mutual interest. India has extended 4,850 crore rupees line of credit to Maldives. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations on various Indian-funded line of credit. Both countries signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements yesterday. In a joint statement with President Moeizu, Prime Minister Modi has reaffirmed that India will stand with the Maldives at every step for its development and prosperity. Mr. Modi stated that the friendship between the two countries will always remain strong and clear.
हमारी आर्थिक साझेदारी को गति देने के लिए हमने कई कदम उठाए हैं आपसी निवेश को गति देने के लिए हम शीघ्र ही बायलेटरल इन्वेस्टमेंट ट्रीटी फाइनलाइज करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर भी बातचीत शुरू हो गई है अब हमारा लक्ष्य है फ्रॉम पेपर वर्क टू प्रॉस्पेरिटी लोकल करेंसी सेटलमेंट सिस्टम से रुपये और रुपया में सीधे व्यापार कर सकेंगे
Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the House. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Similar scene was witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned at 12 noon and then finally for the day following the opposition ruckus over various issues. The final results of Jharkhand State Civil Services 2023 conducted by Jharkhand Public Service Commission were declared yesterday. A total of 342 candidates have been selected for various administrative positions in the state. Ashish Akshat of Dhanbad has secured the first position in the list. He has been selected for State Police Services. Abhay Kujur has secured the second place and first position for State Administrative Services. The Atal Pension Yojana APY has achieved a significant milestone by surpassing 8 crore total gross enrollments with an addition of 39 lakh new subscribers in the current financial year alone. It is a flagship social security scheme of the Government of India administered by PFRDA. This milestone comes as the scheme celebrates its 10th anniversary since its launch on 9th May 2015. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini has stated that India is a country of youth and the biggest responsibility for realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed India by 2047 rests with the younger generation. He acknowledged that this is an ambitious goal but expressed full confidence that with the energy and strength of the youth, it will be successfully achieved. He was speaking as a chief guest at the closing ceremony of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat Interstate Youth Exchange Program 2025 in Kurukshetra last evening. A total of 600 youth participants and representatives from 23 states and union territories took part in the program, he added. In badminton, India's star men's doubles pair Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty stormed into the China Open semi-finals with a straight game win in Changzhou yesterday. The world number 3 duo defeated Malaysia's Ong Yu Sin and Thieu Yi Yi 21-18-21-14 in the quarterfinals. They will now face world number 2 pair Aaron Chia and So Wui Yik of Malaysia this morning. This is their fourth semi-final appearance of the year. However, teenage sensation Unnati Huda's run ended in the women's singles quarterfinals, where the 17-year-old lost to Japan's world number 4 Akane Yamaguchi 16-21-12-21. In cricket, hosts England were leading by 186 runs in their first innings against India at the close of day 3 of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester last evening. The hosts were 544 for 7 in their first innings at stumps. Visitors were all out for 358 in their first innings on Thursday. Currently, the Indian team is trailing 1-2 in the 5-match test series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.